Some universities may have heated rivalries, but one contest between Minnesota and Iowa crossed the line in the 1930s. The result of that game was a unique wager between two governors. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The University of Iowa and University of Minnesota have played a football game against each other well over 100 times. One game in the 1930s still impacts the rivalry today.
It was in 1934, and actually that game was broadcast by former President Ronald Reagan on WHO. Iowa had a running back by the name of Ozzie Simmons, who was touted by Ronald Reagan as the best running back he'd ever seen.
David Flattery says not only was Simmons a gifted halfback, he was also African-American, and that could make him a target for some teams in the segregation era. That's what happened on October 28th, 1934, in Iowa City.
Well, let's just put it this way. They mistreated him. The governor at the time was a guy by the name of Clyde Herring, and he was not happy with the mistreatment that Ozzie received during that football game.
Iowa Governor Herring remembered the treatment Simmons had received in 1934. Before the 1935 contest, he told reporters that if Minnesota treated Simmons the same way they had last year, the crowd would come out of the stands and take matters into their own hands.
It was to the point where they didn't know if they were going to play the game. That was that much frustration from the previous year.
Minnesota's governor, Floyd Olson, helped defuse the situation by stating he would wager a prize-winning pig that Minnesota would defeat Iowa. Governor Herring accepted the wager of a prize-winning hog.
Iowa got beat by Minnesota, and so there was a resident that owned the Rosedale farm. His name was Al Loomis, and he was politically connected. And he had a prize hog that was the brother to Blue Boy.
Blue Boy was the champion hog that appeared in the 1933 movie State Fair, which featured Roy Rogers. So the brother of Blue Boy was to be given to the Minnesota governor to make good on the wager. That pig is still famous today, and I'll share the rest of the story next time. As we travel the countryside, Fort Dodge, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.